The War's Toll for the first 7 days of June 2006. I'll be reading the names of U.S. and coalition soldiers reported killed this past week in Iraq and Afghanistan, as well as the names of 10 Iraqi civilians who were reported killed March 23, 2003, just 4 days into the invasion. But first, the numbers. As of the end of the day today, June 7, 2006, 2,710 coalition soldiers have been killed to date. Of that number, 2,484 U.S. soldiers, these are soldiers killed in Iraq. In the past week, then, 17 U.S. and coalition soldiers were reported killed in Iraq. In Afghanistan, 380 coalition soldiers have been reported killed. Of that number, 299 are U.S. soldiers, and these, of course, have all been killed since the invasion, October 2001. Three coalition soldiers were reported killed in the past week. 66 Afghanis were reported killed in the last week. That's at least 66. That's according to iCasualties.org, bringing the total in May of 2006 to at least 570. At least 54 Afghanis have been killed in the first 7 days of June. Back to Iraq, the official total of Iraqi civilian deaths stands at 42,646. That, according to iIraqBodyCount.org. Other estimates now place the number at probably closer to 250,000 Iraqi civilians killed. In the past week, at least 370 Iraqis were killed, bringing the total in May of 2006 to 1,128, and in June so far at least 244. A note, the BBC reports that at least 1,400 deaths were reported in the month of May in Baghdad alone. That's the number of bodies that were counted at the Baghdad morgue, which means, of course, that the number throughout Iraq for the month of May is probably quite a bit higher. And now I will read the names of Iraqi civilians reported killed March 23rd, 2003. Luai Saddam Saleh, 20-year-old man. Maged Agel Gaber, 11-year-old boy. Muhammad Abed Al Hussein, 15-year-old boy. Mahdi Abed al-Athim, 1.5-year-old boy. Majed Ajel Jaber, 14-year-old boy. Majeda Jassem, unknown-aged female. Mal Merzouk Albedre, 76-year-old man. Maisan Hamid Kadar, 32-year-old woman. Meswan Hamed, 28-year-old woman. Mithak Sdam Absre, 20-year-old man. And now I'll read the names first of U.S. and coalition soldiers killed in Afghanistan. There was one whose name was released in the past week. On the 5th of June, Derek A. Stanley, 20 years old, U.S. Army, Tulsa, Oklahoma. And now the names of U.S. and coalition soldiers who were reported killed in Iraq. On the 27th of May, Richard A. Bennett, 25 years old, U.S. Army, Girard, Kansas. Also on the 27th of May, Nathaniel J. Doering, 31 years old, U.S. Marine, Apple Valley, Minnesota. On the 29th of May, James A. Funkhauser, 35 years old, U.S. Army, Katy, Texas. On the 30th of May, Bobby R. West, 23 years old, U.S. Army, Beebe, Arkansas. Also on the 30th of May, Brock L. Buckland, 28 years old, U.S. Army, Caledonia, Michigan. On the 31st of May, Alexander J. Colasa, 22 years old, U.S. Army, White Lake, Michigan. Also on the 31st of May, Benjamin E. Mejia, 25 years old, U.S. Army, Salem, Massachusetts. On the 3rd of June, Brett L. Tribble, 20 years old, U.S. Army, Lake Jackson, Texas. Also on the 3rd of June, Ryan J. Cummings, 22 years old, U.S. Marine, Streamwood, Illinois. Also on the 3rd of June, Darren Harmon, 44 years old, U.S. Army Reserve, Newark, Delaware. Also on the 3rd of June, Michael D. Stover, 43 years old, U.S. Marine, Mansfield, Ohio. On the 5th of June, Daniel Gianette, 24 years old, U.S. Army, Pelham, New Hampshire. Also on the 5th of June, Alexander Pibiri, 25 years old, Italian Army. And also on the 5th of June, Gary Rovinsky, 44 years old, U.S. Naval Reserve, Roseville, Illinois. This has been the War's Toll for the first 7 days of June 2006. I'm Scott Berguin from KSOW-LP in Cottage Grove, Oregon. As always, our hearts go out to all of the fallen, their loved ones, relatives, neighbors in all countries.